Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do invite you to pay attention to what is happening in relationship to the topic of relationship in your own life. And so this conversation today, these questions are about your astonishingly delicious relationship with your perfect partner. And we invite you to notice where you are today in relationship to this topic of a relationship versus where you were when first we began these series. And just in noticing that, what we want you to be aware of is that law of attraction, that single organizing principle, is now bringing to you more and more and more of that awareness and that knowledge and that openness and that insight. More and more and more each and every time that you approach this subject. And so whatever your question may be, whatever it is that has brought you here into this conversation, we know that it's just right and just exactly what you're wanting more of. And we know that through this conversation here today, whether you ask your question or do not, that all that you are wanting to have here as a result of being here will be brought to you in just exactly the right way, in just exactly the right manner. So, we're very much looking forward to your very delicious questions, and we're now ready for the first of these that we are certain will be not only delicious, but astonishingly delicious.
Okay, Julie, go ahead.
Okay. Well, mine isn't really a question. It's I wanted to share the unfoldment of my amazing, astonishingly delicious, perfect relationship. I think it's been a couple of years ago by now that we spoke, Paul, about so many, many things that were sticking in my craw about being with my beloved, and you told me to write them all down and write next to each one what I would prefer. And I did that, and then it was so much fun writing down what I preferred that I then turned the paper over and I wrote all kinds of things that I thought were absolutely delicious and wonderful about my husband. And you know, as time passed, it became easier and easier to notice how many wonderful things were in our relationship, and it just got better and better. And it was almost as if I was, you know, married to a new person, and I was a new person in this relationship. And then as this series started and we it's almost as if it went back in time to change the past. It's as if I realize now that not only is my husband the most, you know, well, just wonderful in so many ways, but it's as if he's the person I was ever looking for. And, you know, I never saw this before at all in my life. It was as if the qualities I most enjoyed in, you know, in looking around at my classmates in elementary school or in high school, you know, and just say, oh, that would be the nice person to be with. It's as if I now realize that if I had known my husband then, I would have, he'd be the one I would have wanted to be with. It's just sort of amazing that I didn't see that before. And every day I've been basking more and more in how absolutely amazing and delicious it is. I'm in this particular relationship with this particular soul and developing myself in this way that unfolds me so beautifully. And then this morning, after enjoying that appreciation and the call this morning, the conversation this morning, I it dawned on me that I love me that much. Like, I am the most magnificent person. I'm the perfect partner. I'm so amazing. Like, how on earth did I get to be this amazing me? You know how beautiful I am, and that when I look at the beautiful buttery yellow of a tulip outside, you know, I created that, and it's God gets to experience that because I have chosen to fill myself with this much love and beauty. Anyways, that was my evolution of my perfect relationship. Thank you.
And we thank you. We thank you not only for bringing this to the table, but also for taking the time, if you will, to sit in the vibration long enough to translate what you're experiencing into the words that you have then spoken. You see, in so doing, what you're doing is you're adding to them, you're amplifying their meaning. And as you noticed, the more you spoke about it, the better it got, and the better it got, the more you wanted to talk about it, and the more you talked about it, the more delicious it became. And so in the minds of the people who are listening to you, some of them are going to be a little annoyed by what you had to say because they don't think they're quite there. But many people who were willing to be a little bit more relaxed and a little bit more open, and there's no right or wrong way to do this, are going to be listening to your words and thinking, that is a bright shining beacon on a hill that I will use as a guide to help me find what I'm wanting more of. And there are people who are hearing your words who are not present with us and who will never physically hear this recording, who have found themselves opening up to possibilities that they did not know even existed, because you have said, I opened myself up to something that was already there, that I had already drawn to myself, and I saw it once again with new eyes, and it seems as though the past itself has rewritten a new page, that something that I didn't even know was possible actually happened without me even realizing that it could happen. And so it came to me, and here I am acknowledging it, and noticing the delightfulness of it, and the deliciousness of it, and the perfection of it, and realizing that this is what I wanted all along. You see, the more you dwell on that, the more time you spend in that place, whether it's on this topic or any other topic, whether you take that feeling and apply it to something else, or you spend time basking in this, or you just sit there and you think, you know, this is just about the best lifetime that anybody's ever created ever. It doesn't matter how you come to this awareness, how you come to this vibration, but the more you are in this vibration and the more you're here and the more time you spend in this place, the more you're going to be generating that kind of thought field around you. And it literally becomes magnetic, and it just begins to draw more and more of itself to itself. Now, you're doing this all of the time, but this is one of those times where you really want to notice it and you really want to feel it, because there's no doubt that what you're calling into your experience right now is not just the good memories and the realignment of what was already there and noticing it from your current perspective, but tangibly, physically, manifestedly, in a very, very profound, very, very powerful, very grounded sense, more of the good stuff that you are wanting. And that's why you came here, was for this very thing right here. To see the physical manifested version of your desire, whether it's a tulip or a beloved or whatever it may be, to see it and say, I caused that to come into being. This is what I came here for. I came here for this particular kind of contrast. This utterly, utterly delicious contrast where I can see there I was then, and here I am now. And because of the deliciousness of time and even gravity, and because of sequencing and putting things together in a line the way that I did, now I see it from that perspective. And I am so, so, so grateful. So grateful indeed for all that I have summoned here. Very powerful indeed. And we thank you so much for what you have brought to the table. What a delicious way to begin this conversation.
Thank you, Paul.
I am so inspired by Julie and so happy for where she is. And wow, this is really very, very impressive. And I'd have to say, for me, I feel like I am closer to experiencing more of what she's saying. So I feel like I am in relationship with myself in a way that I haven't been, and I am happy to be living by myself and enjoying my own space and time. And I feel like that's just a wonderful grand place for me to be. I'm excited about my new apartment, and and life just looks like it's going to my life will continue to unfold in a more and more delicious way. And I'm looking forward to all the different derivations of it, and that's exciting. And I guess there's a little but it's like the piece of, so where's the guy, for me is now appreciating that, I'm my guy. And I'm not sure where the guy is, where he'll ever be. I know clearly he's in my my vortex, but I feel like I've loosened up on the importance of the one and the one being here right now. So I have to say those are my biggest wins.
Very good. Very good. And isn't it a really good thing to realize that you're the one that you came here for?
Yeah.
And everyone else is just kind of frosting on the cake or cherry on top of the sundae.
Yeah.
No matter what bite you have of it, it's all going to be very delicious. Now, the thing is we really want you to think about, just for a moment, you don't have to think about this forever. You don't even have to think about it if you don't want to think about it. But we do want you to think about the fact that this is your life. In fact, we want to lead you in a little bit of a cheer. We want to say, give me an M, give me a Y. What does it spell? My
yes.
Life, my life, rah, rah, rah.
Yes.
This is my life. This is my life. And those are words that were not very long ago quite foreign to you.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It was your life as a wife, or your life as a mother, or your life as a daughter, or your life as a teacher, or your life as a coach. But it was
right.
Never just my life. This is my life, the life that I'm creating exactly the way that I want, according to what I'm wanting, according to the ways in which feel better to me. This is the life that I'm creating for me. I'm having exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to be right on top of that, because as soon as you get on top of it, it's like Jell-O. It just kind of moves.
Yes.
You can't ever really, you can't stab the Jell-O with your fork. You
right.
kind of have to kind of coax it along with your spoon.
Yes.
Because it's dynamic in that jiggly sort of way. So my life is an ever-unfolding story. It's a constant expression of you, and you are a dynamic being of light, and it's amazing what you're creating. It's
yes.
astonishingly delicious what you're creating. And you are the one you came here for. You are the one, you are the reason why you are here. The Joni of you is the reason why the bigger part of you, the part that we might call Sarah, the part that is just so immense and so large that Joni is just one aspect of, the much bigger part of you is the one that came here for the Joni-ness of it all.
Mm.
We were discussing this in a slightly different way recently, were we not, where we were talking about how you have this expanded you that then comes through physical reality, which is like light coming through a pinprick.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's amazing what you get through that tiny, 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 tiny opening. Because the way in which you hold yourself is very narrow. We're not suggesting that it needs to be broader. But what we're saying is that it is very narrow, and it's the narrowness of it that is so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that your life is unique, and it's not like anyone else's, and it's not designed to be like anyone else's. And in fact, you may think you can compare it to someone else based on what you see, but you're just comparing two thoughts that are in your own mind. the one that you've projected onto someone else and then the one that you've projected onto you. So if you see, for example, your friend, either here in this conversation or somewhere out there, who is having an amazingly, astonishingly, appropriately delicious relationship, that's you that you see.
Mm.
It's not someone else, it's you. Because you know nothing of Julie. You know nothing about her.
Right.
All that you know is what you can see from your perspective.
Right.
All that you are projecting onto her and all that she stands forth as a representation of. You drew her here. You created her, the version that you have of her, based on many different things, her willingness to blend reality with you, your willingness to blend reality with her, the ways in which you do that. But you also created her to come forth so that you could see yourself so clearly. And what we really want you to understand is that you are in that relationship that she's talking about. Whatever it is that you heard her say, however it felt to you vibrationally, whatever it is that you noticed, you are there. That's you, not her.
Wow.
And see how much closer you're getting because now you can hear it.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, when we say closer you're getting, we even just want to say that, and we want to say, like another cheer, give us an N, give us an O, give us a W. Where are you? Now.
Yeah.
Rah, rah, rah. This is where you are. Give us an H, give us an E, give us an R, give us an E. You're here, right now. That relationship is not over there. It's not in Pennsylvania. It's right where you are, right here, right now.
Mm.
Look.
It's
very silly. It's very silly, but here's something we want you to do. We want you to take a deep breath and see if you can smell him. People have smells. They have odors. Can you smell him? Can you close your eyes and can you feel him touching you?
Him, my one, my beloved?
Indeed.
Mm. Yes, yes. I thought you meant Julie and Chip. I couldn't smell them. Okay, but I can.
Well, no, because they're not, you don't know who. Sorry. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh, my God, that was so fabulous. How do you get knocked out of a vortex? Like, because I didn't really get knocked out. I just... Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's a reason why we are not laughing, because we have nothing to laugh at. It is all pure joy to us.
Yes.
And we enjoy the romp that's going on here. But what we're saying is, you're right here.
Okay.
They're not over there.
Yes.
And it's not the Chip, and it's not the Julie. It's the Joni, and the one that is the one that you are in relationship
yes.
with.
Okay.
Who you do not see, but if you close your eyes, you can feel what it would feel like, what it does feel like right now. To feel his touch on your skin.
Yes.
How electrifying that is. How your body responds to that. All you're doing here is just imagining
yes.
the what-isness of your relationship.
Yes.
And you take in a deep breath and you smell the soap and the cologne and the sweat and all those things combined together. Or the April fresh scent of Downy, or whatever it may be.
Yes.
And if you listen with your inner ear, you can hear him speaking to you and telling you how he adores you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to your own inner voice, you can hear yourself saying to him how you adore him and what you find to be wonderful about him.
Mm.
There's no gap between where you are and where he is. Let us just declare that right now. There is no gap. You're right there, right on top of it.
Excellent. Mm.
So, are you blissfully incomplete with this, wanting more and more and more?
Yes, I was just thinking those very words, in fact. Thank you so much.
Indeed, and we thank you very much for all that you have brought to the table. Very delicious indeed.
Well, I think that my question is pretty much answered. My relationship is really fun, and it just keeps getting more fun every day. And but now I understand that it's the relationship with yourself. That's what this is all about. And do I understand that it's the, so the better I feel, the better I feel, the better I feel, the more beauty I see in the other person that I'm with, in my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it's just consistently reflected back, and then it just gets to be increasingly deeper levels of joy and love and fun. And that's the expansion. And it just is. And this whole time I was kind of wondering, well, anyway, I think I, it's always about.
Well, this whole time you were wondering who you were in relationship to your relationship, and now you know the answer to my question. You're the only one. You're the only one there. Everything else, again, is just the frosting on top. Everything else that comes with it is just the bonus.
Yeah, I was thinking about, well, what if he wasn't here? But when you talk about, I could still imagine, even if he wasn't here, his life was complete and he was no longer here, I could still be in this space of how wonderful it feels, just the memory of being in that experience and keep it alive.
Indeed, yeah. And also watch it evolve, because it will evolve.
I was trying to figure out how a person could not be there, but now I get it.
Well, the thing is that if we were in your shoes, we wouldn't be pre-paving that particular thought too terribly much, because that's not what you really want. What you're trying to do here is to try. You're trying to make sure that you're prepared just in case of an emergency. And what we would suggest is that you just look, put down the phone, go to him, put your hands around his face and say, I'm looking at you because you're the one I want to look at. I'm holding you because you're the one I want to hold. I'm being held by you because you're the one I want to hold me. You're the one I chose. You're the one I called forth. I summoned you here and you came, and I am deeply, deeply appreciative of the ways in which we have blended ourselves together in this way. Because he's here right now, right with you. And that's good. That's delicious. And he's here because you called him. And he stays because you continue to call him. Look, there are versions of him that are no longer alive. There are realities in which he died long ago, just like there are realities in which you died long ago.
Yeah.
But the two that you've chosen right in this moment happen to be the ones where you're happy, healthy, and alive and here with each other and enjoying the heck out of it. And as good as it is right now, it's going to be getting better and better and better.
Well, I'll stay focused on that, getting better and better and better.
Indeed. But do go up to him. He's a real thing. You can touch him.
Yes.
You don't have to sit on your couch and imagine. You
right.
can actually walk up to him and say, oh.
I could smell him.
Indeed.
Yes, that's true. That's very true. I will.
Very good.
Thank you.
And we thank you very much. And before we continue, there is one thing that we do want to say just to all of you in general. If some of you will recall that about 13 months ago, we had a series of conversations on this topic, and the entire thing was us basically saying to you, this thing about relationship is all about you. It's you're the one that you're here to love. And here in this conversation, this series, we haven't mentioned that very often. We've only touched on it a couple of times, perhaps here and there from time to time. But yet all of you know, you instinctively know that it is all about you. You are the one you are in relationship with. And we want to really celebrate your awareness of that and your knowledge of that and how obvious that is. Not because there's some sort of ancient wisdom that you've unearthed, but because you're getting to the place where you're understanding who really is causing all of this to happen, and it is a very delicious thing indeed. So, now we'll go with our next question.
Hi, Paul. It's Leanne, and what I have to say goes along very much with what you just said. For me, I'm actually able to think about myself in relationship in ways that I was not able to previously before these conversations, which is very exciting to me and overwhelming. Because I realize that I have to think of myself as astonishingly delicious, and I've always struggled with that. And I'm getting to a point where I'm actually able to do that. And the last time we spoke, when I thought about the wonderful person that I was going to be with and what it would feel like to be with that individual, it was very overwhelming for me, physically overwhelming and mentally overwhelming, like something that I've never really allowed to happen before because I wasn't quite sure what I would do with it. And so now I'm still not quite sure, but I'm much more aware that I'm awake to that, that that is where I'm headed, that it's done, that it's coming, and that I need to just, you know, become more practiced at feeling astonishingly delicious myself and not feeling like I can't shine, like if I find something fabulous about myself that I like, that somebody's going to look at me and say, well, why would you like that? And to really be practiced at liking myself and thinking that I am astonishingly delicious.
So here's the thing that we really want to suggest to you, because it's something that is very, 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 very powerful, we think, very powerful for you. So you've heard us say to the previous two individuals with whom we've been speaking that the one we said, look, take a big whiff and notice what it smells like to be with him. And then the other one we said, go up to him and take a big whiff because he's there.
Right.
Relish that. What we would suggest for you is to feel like what it feels like when he's or she's taking a big whiff of you. And you're there on the receiving end of that. And right now it might feel overwhelming, but you see, the more time you practice feeling that, the more natural it will become. Because you want to be adored, and you want to be loved, and you want to be held in that way. Just as you want to adore and to love and to hold someone else.
Absolutely.
And isn't it wonderful to know that you have this time right now, right here, where you can practice that energy. You can practice, because that's really what you're doing. You're practicing
right.
That vibration. You're practicing that energy so that in that moment when it comes, when it's physically there, you'll feel it and you'll think, this is what I was waiting for. This is exactly what I was asking for. And not only that, I'm so present to it because I've practiced the vibration that I'm there.
Right.
That's one of the benefits of having this delay in time. It's because it gives you time to line up with it. It gives you time. You have the idea. You know what you want. You can feel the difference between where you are and where you want to be. And by practicing the vibration, you can bridge the gap in that way. Law of Attraction will do all the work for you, of course. But it's your practicing of it. You're determining, all right, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to feel what it feels like to be inhaled in that way, to be adored in that way, to be held in that way. And so that when that moment comes, when there actually is a physical person who is doing this, which will be just as delicious as this, I'm going to recognize two things. One is that I'm going to recognize that I love me just as much as I love being loved in this way. And I love the fact that I can return this, and I love the fact that it feels like a very delicious exchange of adoration, and that I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I like that. I like the flipping of the practice. That's awesome.
We very much have enjoyed being with you vibrationally as you have been easing your way into this. It's very, very delicious indeed. Because what you're essentially doing, and it's the greatest gift that you can give yourself, just as it's the greatest gift that you can give anyone else, is you're allowing yourself to have what it is that you're wanting.
Yes.
So powerful. So powerful and so delicious.
Thank you.
And are you complete with your conversation here?
I am. Thank you.
Very good. And we thank you very much.
Hi, Paul. My question has to do with if we have come here to be in relation with ourselves and to love ourselves, where does practices like horoscope or tarot or numerology come into play? Because, you know, I've been taught that that helps us find the right person and the right vibrations with other things in our life. And I'm wondering if they're even necessary, you know, if
well,
we can use law of attraction.
Well, we've been talking about... All right, so there are two things that we want to say. First of all, the answer to your question really is in the very last thing that you said. What are these tools good for if what we can use is law of attraction? Law of attraction is how the tools came to you. Saying that you're going to use law of attraction is a little bit like saying, I'm going to use gravity as a way to walk today.
Oh.
Your ability to walk is predicated on the existence of gravity. You don't use gravity to walk. The fact that you can walk as opposed to float, the fact that you can, you know that there's a place when you put your foot that it's going to be, that everything is going to go down towards the middle. And so it gives you a reference point. Well, law of attraction is like that, only that reference point of gravity came about because of law of attraction. Law of attraction, as we like to say, is just an organizing principle. But it's how everything is organized. It's how all thoughts work. It's how all creation happens. And so it's not a thing, it's not like a tool in a toolbox, although the intentional awareness of it is a very powerful tool indeed. But it's the thing that's always been happening. And so the tarot or the zodiac or the numbers have all come to you in response to your call. So, look, the test for anything, it doesn't matter what it is does it feel better as I'm thinking about it? And if it feels better to think about your relationship or where you're going in terms of relationship, in relationship to these tools, if that feels better, then you know you're on the right track. If it feels better to you to do something a little bit different, then you know you're on the right track with that as well. It doesn't really matter what you do. What matters is how you feel. Your alignment is what matters in all ways, in all things. And if you're lined up with those tools, then yes, they're going to be very powerful and they're going to lead you in a direction that is helpful. And if you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't know, I'm not sure, we wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Because we would only do something that feels like alignment. We would never want to go in a direction where it was wishy-washy or no. We would always want to go in the direction of yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Now, if you want to ask us about a specific application of those tools in relationship to this topic, we're more than happy to discuss that with you and show you how law of attraction is always at work here. Or if you feel content with our answer, then we're fine with moving on, but we do want to offer that possibility to you if you want to use that.
Well, I don't know if I have a specific enough question, but let's take horoscopes, for instance. If a horoscope says, you know, a certain sign will be compatible with another sign, you know, how would that work if I felt good about it.
Well, it's a little bit like saying, look, it's a little bit like saying, I'm attracted to men with brown hair. So the zodiac, the way it is, the way it's constructed, is it's a fixed thing. It's a thing that's based on birth. It's a thing that's based on a point in time and a point in space. So you take the coordinates of the time and the space, and you calculate them, and you say, okay, well, this one is a Virgo, and this one is a Leo, and this one is a Sagittarius, and this one is a Scorpio, and this one has this, and this one has that, and they have this planet in this house and that sign, and all that sort of stuff. And those are just reference points.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, all right, I'm attracted to men who have brown hair, who have beards, or who don't have beards, or who are tall or who are short, who are stout or who are thin. Those are just reference points. Because what's going to happen, of course, is particularly when if you feel like you're on the outside looking in, and you're thinking, all right, now I'm going through the catalog and I'm picking my preferences. If you say, all right, well, I feel like I'm most compatible with a Virgo, then that's going to be a person that when you see that they're a Virgo, you're going to think, all right, that's something that I can use as a way to feel my way into this. And just because not every person who has brown hair is someone you would be attracted to, not every Virgo will you be compatible with. Now, we could talk a lot about, because we have the inside scoop from our friend Frank, we could talk a lot about the qualities and characteristics and the reasons why and all that sort of thing. And you can use law of attraction, which, of course, you do all of the time, to draw forth more information about why this would work or why that wouldn't work. But the bottom line is it's just a reference point. So you've seen men, undoubtedly, who you thought, that has to be the most handsome man I've ever seen in my entire life. And then when he opened his mouth, you thought, and those are the most foul words I've ever heard spoken by the most handsome man I've ever seen. So in other words, just because your eyes said one thing, your ears said something else, and when you put them together vibrationally, you realize there's a big discord here. And at first I thought that's something I wanted, but now I see, based on my intuition and the way that I'm feeling my way into this, that there's actually a big mismatch here. Not only would I not want to date this man, I wouldn't even want to be in the same room with him.
Mm-hmm.
However, he is stunningly attractive.
Yeah.
So
okay.
They're just reference points. But what happens is then, as you ease your way into it, what you can do over time is those tools may lose interest for you. So in other words, you may think, I only really want to date men who have brown hair and green eyes. But then you suddenly meet someone with red hair and blue eyes, and you think, fuck the hair eye thing. This is the one I want. I can feel it. That's the most important reference point. And that's the one that we suggest that you follow time and time and time again. But you don't have to throw everything else out.
Okay.
All that
you
do is just pay attention to what feels better from where you are.
Yeah,
so,
thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, and we thank you very much for your very delicious question.
I don't think I have a question. No.
Lauren, do you have a question? Lauren, do you have yourself on mute that we're not hearing you?
I'm sorry about that. I do not have a question. Thank you.
I'm sorry, do you or do you not have a question?
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you. That's the lot.
Very good. Then here's what we will say. We have once again found ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you all in all of the very delicious and astonishingly perfect ways that we have been doing so throughout this conversation and in all the ways that we do at all times. And until the next time that we are able to do so again, in whatever way that may be, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.